wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome in to Happy Valentine's Day, February 14th, 2025 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. You need to go out to a restaurant with your sweetie tonight. You need to go out and celebrate that finally 8 Democrats in the state Senate had the courage to stand up to their liberal agenda, union-driven union agenda, and did the right thing. Yesterday afternoon, going into last night, the Senate passed a bill that will gradually bring the tipped wage for waitstaff and other service industry workers up to 50% of the minimum wage beginning in 6 years, 2031. Back and forth all day long. Well, shortly after 8 p.m. last night, legislation passed 20 to 12. Add those numbers, 32. We have 38 state senators. 6 did not vote. However, the 8 Democrats had to join the Republicans to get to 20. Amazing the process that they had to go through to get to this conclusion when they had since July of 2024, 7 months ago, to fix this. Well, two Republicans, Jim Runstead, conservative running for chair for the Michigan Republican Party, and John Bumstead of North Muskegon, voted against it. There were approximately 16 hours between the 2 days of Wednesday and Thursday that they were negotiating Senate Bill 8. Senators Kevin Daley, Republican, Erica Geis, Democrat, Ruth Johnson, former Secretary of State, Republican, Ed McBroom, Rhino from the 38th, and Rick Outman did not participate in the votes. Why did Ed McBroom, Ruth Johnson, and Kevin Daley not be there? Senate Bill 8 was taken up for immediate effect, which needed two-thirds of the senators to ensure legislation could be instantly implemented while lawmakers are still in session for this year. In the Senate, you have to put it on the board. It takes 26 yes votes to do it. Even though only 20 of them voted for the bill, 6 more joined in and made it immediate effect. Why? Because it was supposed to go into effect. The Michigan Supreme Court ruling was supposed to go into effect next Friday night, February 21st. So now the bill goes to the House, and let's see what happens there. We'll continue. We'll wrap this story up on the other side. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Scott Hawley came to our home and explained all the benefits of investing in a SafeStep walk-in tub and shower. After hearing all the options and features, all while using fresh, chemical-free water every night, made our decision a no-brainer. Call or text Scott at 231-534-0755 to schedule a free home visit. Mention Trucker Randy and get a $500 discount. Again, call or text Scott at 231-534-0755.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north, and you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
If you're nearing 65, you're probably being bombarded by insurance companies by mail and phone, trying to sell you this product or that. Laura Bogdan has personally looked after the needs of seniors, taking the time to explain how Medicare works and other benefits you may not even be aware of. Laura is ready to help you today.
I'm Laura Bogdan. Call me today, 231-264-6890, 231-264-6890.
Oh, once upon a midnight, dear, you woke with something in my head.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number one on this Valentine's Day. Tonight, go out to dinner at a restaurant. Celebrate. Our restaurants are going to stay open. The wait staff is going to continue to get their tips. Why? because the Michigan senators finally did something. They passed a bipartisanship bill. Senate Bill 8 will keep the tip credit system in place for 2025. They will get 38% of the minimum wage plus their tips. This will go up 2% every year until eventually being capped at 50%, half of the minimum wage, in the year 2031. While speaking to the Senate Regulatory Affairs Committee on Tuesday, this was in the committee, not on the Senate chamber floor, Sean Egan, the Deputy Director of Michigan's Department of Labor and Economic Opportunity, known as LEO, explained that the average tipped employee in Michigan earns roughly about $17 to $19 an hour. They're already above the $15 living wage that the unions have been calling for. As a matter of fact, most waitstaff at a somewhat nice restaurant, I'm not talking upscale, I'm not talking, you know, Ruth Chris Steakhouse, I'm talking just a regular mom-pa restaurant, I'm talking about Cracker Barrel, I'm talking about Randy's Diner in Traverse City, J&S Hamburgers. I mean, there's restaurants all over our listening area, bars all over our listening area that have really good food. Most of those wait staff people, Iron Pig, I'm going to bring this up to Ian on Tuesday. I'm going to ask him. They average between $30 and $40 an hour during a dinner shift. They are so far above $15 an hour, it's not even funny. As a matter of fact, most of them probably don't even want the minimum wage pay. $4 an hour? Who cares? According to the United States Bureau of Labor Statistics, in 2023, waitresses and waiters in Michigan earned an average wage of $34,520 to $39,590. Which is actually higher than our surrounding states of Ohio, Wisconsin, Indiana, and Illinois. Annually. How many of them work full-time? I would say roughly probably 75, 80% are part-time waiters. They don't work 40 hours a week. But yet they're making $40,000 a year, divided by, even if you went to full-time, 40 hours a week, 50 work weeks, 2 weeks for vacation, you're at $20 an hour. But they don't work 40 hours a week. In comparison, during the same year of 2023, restaurant employees in Chicago were earning $9.48 hourly with tips not included. Their average wage was between $29,210 and $34,250. Lower income than what our wait staff people make here in Michigan. Why? Because we know they're only making $4 an hour, or I don't even want the minimum wage, keep it. Where in Chicago, they're paying them almost $10 an hour. So, the consuming public, what do you do? If you know that person is making $10 an hour, are you going to give them a huge tip? I'm not. If I know they're making $4 an hour, I'm going to leave them a huge tip. And the numbers, based on these reports, prove it. We are all commonsensical people. We understand the racket. We got the game down. We know the rules. If you go into a restaurant and you get really good service, service with a smile, the waiter, the waitress are moving, you want something, they run and get it and they bring it back to you, they fill your waters, they have nice little chit-chat conversations going with you, you're going to give them 20%. Most people do. I always say something, and this gets their attention. At the beginning, where we first meet them. Hi, my name is Randy. I'll be your server this evening. You know, the first thing I say to them, hey, Randy, how you doing? Good. Thanks for coming in tonight. Yes. Do me a favor. Sure. What do you need, sir? Anything I ask for, you have to understand that your tip is going to be directly proportional to how well you bring me what I ask for as quickly as possible. Can we operate under that agreement? Absolutely. When I ask for extra cherry tomatoes in my salad, and they know their tip is based on how many cherry tomatoes I get, do you know how many I get? 8 to 10. We're having fish and chips. I love homemade tartar sauce at J&S Hamburgers in Traverse City. Your tip is directly proportional to how much tartar sauce you bring me. 4 pieces of fish, I get 6, maybe 8 little cups of tartar. It's a little game I play with waiters, waitresses. It works every time, and they love to make you a priority. When they do it, I give them 25%. If they bring me a bill for Vicky and I, they have fish and chips and it's $40. I'm just grabbing a number. I give them a $10 bill and I pay cash $10 bill for the tip. I don't put it on the credit card. It goes directly in their pockets. They can take care of their family. Well, Speaker Matt Hall, because the Republicans are now in control of the House, had this to say about Senate Bill 8. Quote, this is a good first step for Michigan's tipped workers and their small businesses across our state. If this gets done, this agreement would keep thousands of people on the job, help them make more money to support their families, and keep many of our beloved local businesses open for generations to come, said Speaker Matt Hall. As this started to unfold this week, the inside sausage making of politics in Lansing, Tuesday night, Hall proposed a compromise to the Senate Democrats. After the House Republicans originally advocated to keep the sub-minimum wage at 38%. Paul said, I offered up raising the tip wage up to 50% gradually. And I believe this was a real bipartisan solution that could bring us all together. I knew we would never agree on one single plan that would deliver wins just for big labor unions or big businesses. It had to be a solution that prioritized the working people caught in the middle and where everyone had to give a little. In the end, I'm glad the Senate Democrats ultimately agreed. On the Republican minority side in the Senate, Eric Nesbitt, who's running for governor, described his support in voting for the 50% provision was as a forced comfort. On Wednesday morning, after Tuesday night's discussions, the governor revealed that if the House and Senate leadership could not reach an agreement this week, she wanted to suggest postponing the Michigan Supreme Court start date from February 21st, next Friday, to July 1st. Well, Nesbitt said the Michigan Supreme Court put up a big close for business sign with its July decision. You're already seeing restaurants starting to make changes. There are restaurant workers that are already losing their jobs. Additionally, restaurants are eliminating full-service items. This is a slower time for a lot of these businesses. And punting this down the road to July during the busiest season, I didn't think was a good option, said Nesbitt. Well, the next issue to be addressed by the Senate is the paid sick time law. As again, the Michigan Supreme Court ruling will require businesses with 10 or more workers to provide 9 8-hour days, 72 hours of paid sick time. Businesses as small as 10 employees, you will have to pay them for 8 days of work per year they don't do. Basically earning 1 hour of paid sick time for every 30 hours of wages earned. Well, opposition to this court order reform have included the Michigan Manufacturing Association, the National Federation of Independent Businesses, the Michigan Association of Ambulance Services, and the Healthcare Association of Michigan. So this is the next thing that they will take up next week when they get back to Lansing on Tuesday. Altogether, all of them have expressed concerns in that the upcoming Earned Sick Time Act is going to permit and allow no advance notice or perhaps not even a phone call, simply a no-show practice. With very limited room for repercussions, as well as mandating 3 years of reporting and documenting mandates. Furthermore, some of the groups have argued that the new act blocks them from supplying their own unique time off benefits, like offering paid time off that can be used for anything without distinguishing it between sick time and vacation time. Again, Minority Leader Nesbitt said, let's get sick leave taken care of next. I'm already hearing from manufacturers, small businesses, from workers saying, I already have a generous paid time off now, and I don't want to change it. Leave us alone. I'm sorry. This is not going to work for us. We don't want it, is what Eric Nesbitt, governor candidate, Senate Minority Leader, is hearing in his district. So now, goes to the House, then it goes to the governor. Tipped wage credit law appears that they may have got a deal done. So, go out tonight with your sweetie, go to your favorite local restaurant. If you get good service, give them a big tip. Celebrate with them. Bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, your award-winning news team, covering the big stories that affect